Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street. And that is chapter 8, verse 4. Anybody sending in any music or anything like that, or even commercials, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And let me let you know that that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation and acronym for Music Activism News. For those who are listening to Hood Tunes or Man in the Street on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to be like the brave people who called in at 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook EMAXXTHEEMIJJ. Oh, wait, I've got a 216-400, 216-820, and a 440 number. So before I get to the phone callers, let me just give you the three ground rules. All right, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Hood Tunes Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Now listen, at least for a little while. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold, but if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Now, I will let people know that I better give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment, because if I don't, I probably skipped later wrong. So number 10, Eric Magnus. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Number 8, the VIGA Awards. VIGA starts. I'll get into what that is in just a little while. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Hey, the Goldie video is doing some things. Number 6, Super Bowl parties coming up at voicetheradio.com. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Cold Day meeting is coming up this Wednesday. You have coffee. Miss Tiff, the songbird, will come through. HJS Music. Man in the Street will definitely talk about Republicans' role or lack thereof in the recall that's going on. But it will be very interesting this coming Wednesday. I should say that, since I'm talking about it, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is Wednesdays, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe. That's a 44110 between East 9 and 52nd. St. Clair intersection, oh yes, and Euclid Avenue. For those who are car challenged, you can take the number 1 or the number 37 to pass by off of East 9 and 52nd St. Clair intersection, or the number 28, which passes by Euclid and Ivanhoe. Just remember that once you take that 28, be prepared for a nice, brisk walk that evening, but you'll get there. Also, number 4, DNA Officials had a live set last Saturday at Wilbert's with Mowinski. Nikki Knott, formerly the governor of EC, even brought in somebody from the Detroit area. So they're doing some things, and that's nice. Number 3, you can Facebook Open Mic Poetry Slam, which will be this coming Friday, February the 1st, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free food. You can enter from East 22nd Street, either Chester or Euclid. It's in the Black Studies Department, room number 137. That's at 1899 Main Classroom Building, Black Studies Department. Number 2, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 200. More on that in just a little bit. Number 1, because it already happened and it was nice, the Songbird Melody, live singer, songwriter, Miss Tiff, was definitely at Irving Joe's Cafe, 15549 Euclid Avenue, 44112 in East Cleveland. She rolled. It came out nice. It was, speaking of which, on Facebook, you can see Fred Barkley Live Group. I want to also throw out there, you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. It's about that time. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. And you can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. As I move things out of the way, I'm getting rid of a lot of announcements. Joseph P. Motley, Jr. period, on YouTube. His music was doing so nice, he had to open up a second YouTube channel. But also, Joseph Motley, Jr., with a period, is on Facebook and on YouTube as well. So let me get through. I'm seeing all these people on the line. I might have thrown out some things. I don't know if I gave enough information, but the first phone caller would tell me, 216-400. 216-400, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I want to thank you for saving my life. And I really appreciate it. And God, may God richly bless you always. I know that he will. Thank you, and I'm anxious to hear what you all have coming. Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music.
Wow, I appreciate it. And I'm going to definitely ask you to please hold the line. We'll get into some of those things. Thank you. And what I will do is say that, there's a lot of things coming up and going on. Before I go to my next phone caller, I guess I would be remiss, since people asked, why not give people a rundown of certain things that's coming up? So with that being said, I definitely want to throw out here and let people know I appreciate everybody. Before I go to the first phone caller, I should say that, number one, it's, wow, February 2nd, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 200, and other events. Let's just put it out here like this here. It will be at Berkman Hall, formerly Main Classroom Building, and it's East 22nd, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Anybody can come through who wants to. Just make sure you can be mean but keep it clean. It's radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, Dollar Rock, tributes, Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop news. Also, the songbird Tiffany House will be there. You'll also hear about the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards, VIGA in parentheses. If you want to look that up on Facebook, you can, but the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards, where voting starts this coming Friday, February the 1st. I am a Superwoman Radio's own Tina Hobson will speak about that, and it's nice that along with people such as Lady Gilmore, you have an artist by the name of Joseph Motley Jr., No Limit What the Lord Will Do, and also as an artist, nominated twice. So there you'll get the full layout. You will also hear from Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County as they speak on the lead safety situation. There'll be a video from CMHA. Say, it shows on the big screen. You will also see the E-Man Kingly, a.k.a. Suave Gotti. He has got a couple of things he wants to throw out, thanking the Browns fans. You'll have the freestyle cipher. And also, I should let people know that, once again, it's in the large room, number 136 at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd Street. And there will also be, this is going to be very, very interesting, because it's, quote, unquote, that roast is going on for somebody by the name of Al Porter Jr. And so, yep. Donald Walker Brown, the general, will lead a roast. They say celebrity roast of Al Porter, man in the street. So that would be very interesting. And Brother Kahar is supposed to stop through Eastside Daily Newspapers. Should be some Hip Hop Workshop t-shirts and a lot of CDs, DVD giveaways. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know some of what was happening. Before I do anything else, I'm going to go and see who is on our phone line at the 216-820 phone number, and they're probably calling to say, man, who needs a hip-hop workshop? Man, we need to get rid of that. That's a fad that should have died out years ago. You should have a rock and roll workshop, and I'll attend. 216-820, how you doing? 216.
Penalty right there.
Oh, ouch.
Gotcha again. Mm-hmm. Yep, taking another shot, Mr. Porter. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the rock and roll workshop. Well, you know what? I tell you one thing. It wouldn't sound like a bad idea, but guess what? You know what I'm saying?
What's
that? How can you duplicate that from the hip-hop workshop?
But throw it out there in the universe and it can happen.
Oh, okay, well, you know, never knocking on the vision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's let the world know that, hey, this is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound, and I'm calling in to let everyone know that next month is a very, very important month. You know what I mean? And it's not just for, you know, the lovely ladies, you know what I'm saying, all the beautiful queens, you know what I'm saying, that's out here in America. But it is also Black History Month next month. And that is a few days a week. And I'm going to tell you right now, a few days away in this week, and I'm going to tell you right now, what I've been seeing and from what I've been hearing, you know, I need everyone to be on the lookout. So, earlier on, Mr. Porter, I heard you mention some things.
Okay.
I heard you mention the YouTube and the Facebook of the Joseph Motley Jr. and the Joseph P. Motley Jr. Well, I want every listener to pay real close attention. Pretty soon, there will be one of the most powerful tracks from Black House Sound that'll be coming soon. Because like I said before, Black History Month is very important to me, and it is very important to the youth as well as Black House Sound. So what I'm telling everyone right now, see, I'm going to leave you with a little mystery. I ain't going to spill the beans and tell you everything. You know what I mean? On what's coming. But when it comes to these Black History programs in the C-Town here in Cleveland, please be on the lookout for them, because Black House Sounds will be there.
Oh, man.
So be real careful. And I'm telling everyone right now. I'm telling everyone right now. In the 2019, you know what I mean? I'm not being spontaneous or at all, but in the 2019, things is going to get even more serious. You know, things with people are getting serious every day, but in this year, I can already vision and see it. It's going to be a lot of things that's going to change for the better, and there are going to be a lot of things that will change for the worse. But I'm letting everyone know right now, if you believe it up to the big man that walks on water, the mighty G-O-D, you will never, ever lose. Mm. So I am letting everyone know right now, to all the listeners that's out there that's listening, that just take one day at a time.
Yes.
And just please, please, please don't let that devil lie to you. Because at the end of the day, he will lie to you and he will put the knife in your back.
That is so true.
And laugh. And we cannot have that anymore. You know? So, Black House Sound will have another open mic. You know what I'm saying? We will keep you posted on that. And we will also have a new powerful song that will be up there on YouTube pretty soon. So when Mr. Porter mentions the Joseph Motley Jr.'s and the Joseph P. Motley Jr.'s apps up there on the YouTube as well as the Facebook, when you go up there and you look on those pages, I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed. And do not forget to please vote for those nominations from Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., because that No Limit What the Lord Will Do is still a powerful song, and it is still going strong.
Yes, sir. That is appreciated information.
Yes, indeed. And before I go, you know, just also if you go out and cop that Sheriff Kilroy's CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist project as well. So with that being said, this is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to the founder, Joseph Molly Jr., my other brother, Bang, and Sheriff Kilroy, and all the other affiliates, and also the ones who have been down with Black House Sound since day one. Much love to Black Odyssey, and much love to every single label that's independent as well as group that is doing some things. Much love to all of you. I cannot wait to hear something new coming from you guys, and I cannot wait for us to present something new to you all as well. Much love to each and every single one of you. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
I hear you, and as you hold a line, before I go to that 216-209-216-849, let me at least get a couple of things I should say out of the way. While we're talking about certain things, I would like to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Also, the website is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter J.R. Peart with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And I'm going to at least let people know in the middle of everything, if you haven't heard about it, all are invited. Coffee and conversation with Councilman Ernest Dale Smith, Vice President of City Council. And that will happen Saturday, February 16th, 2019. That will be 5 to 7 p.m. at Irving Joe's Coffee Cafe at 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. Solutions, questions, and concerns. Ward 3 residents only. Block clubs, potholes, demolition and rehab updates, legislation, free school supplies, and winter coats for children, and much more. And you can reach out to Ernest L. Smith at 216-925-0957. Now, I've been talking a little bit about stuff, which I can appreciate doing that, because if I don't, you all probably jump all over me and say I don't do enough. But this is what we're going to do right now. I am going to go here and take this phone call from 216-209, who is probably going to say, I don't care about no coffee with no councilman. I'd rather have a steak with the mayor. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, I'm good, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. I want to shout out to Black House Sounds. Thank you for the shout out because, man, it feels real good to just know there's other people out here that think in the same mind frame you do and be on something that's real positive and spiritual. So that's a big thank you for that. And I want to tell, this is a message for the youth. Always pay attention to your politics. Because without politics, you remain powerless. If you haven't learned anything during Black history, this is a perfect time to understand what politics has done for our culture. It has shined a big, huge light on a lot of things that most of us would not even know. And then it also shines a light on the ugly truth that we are faced with on the day-to-day. So when people say, I don't care anything about politics, you always remember you should care something about politics, because the difference between caring about politics and not caring about politics is like being raised by an elder or being raised by OG. You could be raised by elder, and they're going to set you up on the right path to go the right way, and they give you the history of the right way. When you get raised up by OG, he can warn you about pitfalls, but he may not be able to give you the correct history about everything that was going on because his knowledge is limited himself. So always do your own homework. Always do your own research. Remember to stay positive. Keep God in your life, you know, and you will be successful. And I'm not just speaking out of from my heart with this one. I'm speaking out of experience because a lot of things that I have ever got successful with is because I went to God, prayed about it, asked about it, and he delivered when it was time. So, and never think it's too late. Never think that you are not adequate enough to do proper things in your life, because we are all made as an individual, meaning no two people are cut from the same mold. So always put your best effort forward, your best foot forward, best thought, best mind frame for it. Believe in it. Stand on it like a rock. This is John from Black Odyssey, and I'm here to tell you, you can do anything in this earth. Anything. Just be positive and choose to do the right thing. I'm John from Black Odyssey. Be on the lookout for new videos that just been posted by Goldie, Max Spit, Fresh West. And we also have some more coming real, real soon. So please, please be on the lookout.
Man, I appreciate you very much for that. I do.
Oh, it's no problem. I just felt like it just needed to be said because the conversations I've been running into with the youth these days, it seems like they, you know, kind of like out of luck or feel like that they seem like that things are at despair. Just know it's just a temporary thing. And I always want to encourage somebody to be positive because, it only take 1 second to be positive and you get a whole lifetime of good things coming your way. So
thank you for those
life
lessons.
I
don't
want to take up everybody's time.
We good. May you enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you, man.
I sure will. I will be here all the way to the end, brother.
Hey, I appreciate that, because now what I will do is before I go and see what's on their minds of 216-849, okay, I have a 216-682, and that 216, I believe it's a 468. So before I do anything else, because I know what happened, I will not tell you certain things that have happened or didn't happen. So this is what I'll take the chance to let you know that as I look at things, I know that the Clevelanders, it's like that on Facebook, Clevelanders for Open Regional development kickoff, which will happen Thursday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Martin Luther King branch of the Cleveland Public Library. Clevelanders for Open Regional Development Corps. Hey, that's a nice acronym. Is a new coalition of residents and local groups formed to present a vision of equitable economic development in Northeast Ohio. And so you can learn how to get involved with that. That will be at the MLK Library Thursday, January the 31st. And it was formed in response to an invitation-only regional economic summit held by a group of business and civic elites held in downtown Cleveland on December 13th. But instead, they proposed a more equitable planning process. At minimum, we demand that the steering committee be led by community members who represent the diversity of race, class, profession, geography, and gender that our city has to offer. And, you know, I'm looking at that, and I see it coming up, and one of the main people involved by the name of Ivanka Hall will be a guest on the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show tomorrow on voiceitradio.com, 5 p.m. And so with those things being said, also want to point out and just let people know that I thank you all for taking the time to, at least if nothing else, listen to the program, because the past week you had, I believe last Tuesday, it was the quote-unquote Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail. For those who want to look it up, you can, but I can at least say one of the main things that I can appreciate about that and that particular program was that from 4:30 to 6 p.m., you had a coalition of many people involved who showed up. In one setting, you had from Fathers Lives Matter, and he was joined by Jeff Mixon. So you had Joe Jones, the founder of Fathers Lives Matter, not the council person from Ward 1, totally different subject. But anyway, you had both of those people up there. Brother Joe was asking about Children's Family Services and when Chantel Brown and others are not going to turn a deaf ear and at least call out Armand Bludish and just ask for other people to get involved. And I saw where he put up online and thanked Urban Pundits, Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, Alfred Porter for being there at different times because he finally heard back from Department of Children's Family Services. And they have about, I've been reading these different points from bringing all of the Cuyahoga County jails, including the Justice Center and the Juvenile Detention Facility, Euclid, Bedford Heights, and others into compliance with the minimum standards. There's about an A, B, C, D, E manifesto with that. Number two, provide full access to healthcare services immediately. That's starting to take place. That was an A and B manifesto to go along with that one. Number three, carry out swift implementation of bail reform. There was an A, B, C on that. Number four, end the transfer of children to adult correctional facilities. Duh. Number five, begin systemic data collection or data collection, however you want to say it. Number six, set up independent oversight, governed and led by a committee of affected community members, and a few other things. And to have so many different people working on that, from BBCI, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Lives Matter, Cleveland, Carl Stokes Brigade, Cleveland Led Safe Network, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Imperial Women's Coalition, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition, Ohio Organizing Collaborative, Ohio Student Association, Punctual Silence, Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism Cleveland, Short Up for Racial Justice, Surge, NEO, which is Northeast Ohio branch of Surge, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Inc., and the Tamir E. Rice Foundation. So, of course, I'm enjoying myself because I get a chance to read, show off that I have a little bit of reading skills in the Cleveland Public School System. But I'm going to go to the person on the line for 216-849. They're probably calling me to tell me. I don't care about that. I've got a charter school education, and I'm doing much better than you. 216-849, what's happening with you out there? Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm alive and doing well. Talk to me.
Make Friday is our National Black Death History Month for the month of February. The officer who been charged, the lawyer who got charged for causing that person, we don't accept their case because of his skin. He's no longer the Assistant Attorney General no more in D.C.
Good.
Because we have about 5,000 dead people all across the country came down here to protest of his office. He didn't like that. After they saw my
I didn't
face,
think he would.
Really, no. They didn't like it. And he resigned.
Wow.
That's
some
that
nice work.
Yes. And I know in 2020 I will be running for a state representative, District 8, Euclid. So, do you know when is the meet for the Euclid NACP is? They meet once a month
actually, or twice a month? I think it's almost every other week. They meet every couple weeks, I believe, and they've been very I will say they've been very consistent. As a matter of fact, you might want to look up Euclid NAACP, and that will give you the exact, not only the dates, times, and the address. So that's what you want to look up, brother.
Okay, I do it. How is everything going on in Cleveland? The weather's okay?
Everything is going on well. I might be able to get into a couple of things that's happening in Cleveland. I'll be glad to. So that's no problem. Anything else going on?
You heard about the county jail using the data force on a person with a disability?
Yes. In a wheelchair. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Flipped it over and there was an assault.
I was pretty angered about that when I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I called the county executive about that, I hadn't gotten a return call yet about that.
I'm not surprised.
I said, no, it don't surprise me. And I said, no. It don't surprise me. It's nothing new to us. This be going on too long.
Right.
Yeah, I might run. Yeah, because I'm going to run for office. I'm trying to state representative or against a Jackson run again. I'm gonna run against him. Anyone, I'm gonna run because I feel they need a new leader who will hold office accountable,
good,
who will do the right job for the people, by the people. And he's not
I'm into that.
Okay.
Oh, that's apparent. So I thank you for calling in, Rico Dancy. And continue to give us the reports of how things are going in Washington.
And I'm the president of the National Black Deaf Advocate, one of the civil rights organizations founded in 1982. So that's how long we've
appreciate
been around this. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Deaf Black Advocates founded in 1982.
The National Black Deaf Advocate, the president of the company. This night, I've been a president over a year and a half. I love it.
Mm.
I love it.
Thank
and
you, Mr. President, for calling in.
And then I'm on the Metro Access Board on Metro Access on the police force in D.C., how they're being trained how to deal with people with disabilities. I'm going to come on.
Like I said, keep us informed, and I thank you very much for calling in, and we'll have to see where you end up and what you end up running for. Thank you, Rico.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, since I do have enough things going on in the phone line, I could also stop and just say that I appreciate those people who called in. My thing is, to make sure that I at least keep things as easy as possible. But sometimes we don't do that. And so my thing is I just wanted to thank people because if you didn't know, I'll put it to you like this. A lot of people might have heard about it and what happened maybe two Fridays ago. I know Fred Barkley's live group picked it up, but for those who didn't know, East Cleveland's law director, who says that she's a contractor working for the city, to go. She can step down, resign, or be fired. We don't care how she goes, but she just had to go because, let's face it, she's been part of the political crony system since the beforehand with Gary Dort, and she still survived. And so she has lost more cases than she's won, costing the city of East Cleveland, who didn't need it, millions and millions of dollars. So far, about $15 million. Now, the problem is that in Ohio, you know, some of the worst Ohio's in Ohio, that blessed Timothy Russell, 137 shots, murder, atrocity. Now, here you have at least five supervisors. Well, three supervisors settled with her for $2,000 apiece, which means their lives aren't worth a damn. Instead of her fighting the case, and she made sure that the $2,000 was going to, I guess, the police league or for the police department. Nobody knows where the money's quite going. But two of the five supervisors, and I never thought I would see myself agreeing with the police department, but two of the supervisors were right. They said, we're not settling because it's extortion, because you're saying I won't charge you if you give us some cash. So that's extortion no matter who does it. So you fast forward back two Fridays ago when we went down there. It was a group of us down there. Willa Hemmons came out of her office, gave a Black Power salute, and walked back through and shoved a senior man in his chest. Now, we'll handle that one, basically speaking, the law can. But it's very interesting that this is the same Willa Hemmons who was found that she lost the case because she tried to wrongfully convict Devin Branch for assault to Gary Norton, who was the then mayor, when all Devin Branch did was say, hey, get your hand out of my face. We're recalling you. Gary Norton got in his face with the clipboard. He pushed the clipboard out of the mayor's hand, the then mayor, and they went to prosecute Devin Branch, and then they went so far as for Willa Hemmons to write a couple of paragraphs saying that, hey, Judge William Dawson cannot be fair. And all of those statements that she gave, about 10 points, was refuted. And she ended up losing the case against Devin Branch because it was bogus. Just think what would happen if she had done her job the correct way. So this man in the street was there. I wasn't just there to say get rid of that lady. I was there to say let's let the chips fall where they may. So today, there was follow-up from that protest that Fox 8 News came through, Facebook Live, Fred caught, and in under a minute, Joe Pakinakis wanted to follow that story up from Channel 5 News. So Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Euclid and AACP, we were there on the inside of City Hall, which is no law against doing a press conference in there when you know what you're talking about. And like I said, I'm looking past Willa Hemmons. Forget it. She's a law director. After talking to, you know, the Black Women's Commission, Cuyahoga County, and it was brought to my attention, a law director can't do anything for the city unless they take it past Mayor Brandon King. So we called upon Brandon King to at least go ahead and do the sensible thing and fire the law director who has not represented the citizens of Northeast Ohio on 137th, her own city of East Cleveland, and other issues. And last but not least, Vice President of City Council, Ernest L. Smith, showed up and said he had to stand with the people. And the reason that I think that's so important is because, isn't that why the recall was made in East Cleveland? To get more of the real people in office? But I've talked too long. I'm going to go to that 216-682 phone number. For all I know, it could be Willa Hemmons calling to tell me a few things, and that's all right. We'll take it. 216-682. How you doing?
Joe Jones, Post Lives Matter. How y'all doing?
I am doing excellent. How you doing, man?
I'm doing amazing. I Actually, you know, I always said that when community groups bond together, major things happen. You know, you just can't have one guy fight an army. You have to fight an army with an army. Mm-hmm. So today I took a call from the director's office, Department of Children and Family Services, regarding my daughter. And one thing I'll tell you is it was a very deep and detailed conversation. And wheels are definitely in motion in a positive way, like they should have been a long time ago. But that's not going to stop Father's Lives Matter either way. I think everybody knows where I'm going with this and what's going to come out of it.
Right.
I'm going to keep fighting until I take my last breath, and that's how it has to be. And but another thing that we need to understand, too, is when you discriminate against a father, man, children, they end up in life supports and emergency rooms and in coffins, and you can't do that, you know. February the 11th, Father's Lives Matter will be supporting our brother, Michael Garrett, at downtown Calgary County. The trial starts at 9 a.m. for the monsters that, killed his daughter. And we're going to support that brother to the end and even beyond. So I'm calling on everybody to dress warm, wear your snow suits, snow hats, and gloves and everything, and dress as warm as you can so we can be out there in front of the Justice Center, you know, and rallying for Anaya Garrett, Michael Garrett, and my daughter, too, as well, Faith. And also with the jail. And I'm also, you were speaking about the jail. I'm actually with that organization as well, supporting them. And this jail is off the hook, man. I mean, they have people dying left and right with no explanations and people on suicide watch that are committing suicide. I mean, it's just, I don't see how that's happening. But we got to get Calgary County cleaned up. And, you know, about a week ago when I was there with Jeff, one of the first things that came out of my mouth at the council meeting was, is on behalf of Father's Lives Matter, we're asking for Armand Budish to step down. He's not fit for the position he's in. And we're also on a full investigation into the Department of Children and Family Services practices and procedures and what they're doing. So it sounds like because of black and black crime and Black Lives Matter and Father's Lives Matter joining forces, we got some wheels definitely turning. So.
Yes, we do. I appreciate you very much, and I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
No problem. Look forward to seeing you soon and working with you.
Sounds good. You folks have a good night.
You too. And as he holds the line before I go to, all right, I see it. The 216-468, the 216-488. So my thing is, before I do that, Do I dare? Well, I might as well, because one thing about it is if you have just a few facts, one of the reasons why we had to be out there, and I know people are probably saying, well, why would you bother Armand Budish? I mean, in part, I mean, he's one person, X, Y, Z, but the thing is, let's go and be very fair about everything. Yes, he did get a Humanitarian of the Year award. And that's very interesting. And the reason I say that is because it just looks like he bought the Humanitarian of the Year award. Because Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Budish, that was a couple of Fridays ago, was awarded the Humanitarian of the Year award from, you know, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And it was very interesting because, let's just say, maybe if you would spend 5 minutes in the county jail to at least see, hey, how to clean this up. But instead, the SCLC singled out Budish as Humanitarian of the Year. And it's kind of like, and I want to give credit to former municipal court judge C. Ellen Connolly, who said he just doesn't qualify for the award. If you at least spend 5 minutes in the county jail, it will come out so loud and clear. It's kind of like giving Budish the Humanitarian of the Year award. It's like naming Hugh Jackson, former Browns coach, Coach of the Year. And so it was interesting when Black Lives Matter Cleveland said that in a Facebook post that Budish's award was meaningless in light of child deaths due to cuts and Cuyahoga County Child and Family Services, abuses at the Juvenile Detention Center, and the Cuyahoga County Jail, which has been named one of the worst jails in the United States of America. But then again, if you look at Pastor E. Theophilus Cavanaugh, want to call Pastor E. Theophilus Cavanaugh's name, right? Why wouldn't you give it to him? I mean, he's had, alongside Great Abyssinia Baptist Church, county grants and other perks. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at it, Buddhist Campaign Committee made a $5,000 contribution to the SCLC on December 31st, 2018. Interesting timing, considering the more than $723,000 that Armand Buddhist has in his war chest, and he just gave $5,000. It might not be a great deal of money, but apparently it was enough. And that's why Al Porter Man in the Streets joined up with several other groups that have already been named in the first place to go outside. And unfortunately, Buddhist didn't come out there, didn't even show up. But it was interesting because at least that's how Theophilus Cavanaugh won the Eskimo Joe Award. First time I ever gave that award out to the character that was made famous by Samuel L. Jackson in Django, which, basically speaking, is just because he protected Eskimo Joe, protected the darn slave master tooth and nail. With that being said, I am going to go back. I'm going to get off of my 18-foot step ladder for the soapbox and go to the person who's waited very patiently, the 216-468. How you doing out there?
Excellent, Black Hole Style. How's it going with you, brother?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well, man. As a matter of fact, you've been mentioned a couple of times in regards to this whole virtual independent gospel awards, two nominations. Everything starts off on Friday. But how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great about that. I just want to thank everyone that supported Black House Sound. It couldn't transpire that way without people going on YouTube to the Joseph Motley Jr. and looking at the video or places that we perform wanted to hear the song. And then a wonderful lady, it's amazing. So like this Saturday, my goal is to be, down at the hip hop workshop. So for people that's, listening in, come on down, you know. Yeah, I should be there. So, you know, I was just calling in. I heard a few of the phone calls tonight. Proud of everybody, everyone I heard, because you heard something special from each one of them. And everybody is, it seemed like they working or either motivating or working. And so I guess we all doing that. So how I feel about Friday, I feel good. Great, and I just hope people support and vote for No Limit What the Lord Will Do. Other than that, I don't want to take up time for the next caller because we got to be a village now, you know. So let the other people talk to the village. I'll talk to you later. Black House Soundmaker.
You too.
Peace.
Peace. And as a matter of fact, before I do anything else, let us see, since he's set an example for me. Let's go and see what the 216-288 say this evening. How are you? 216-288 going once. Going twice. I appreciate you because you know the rules. The rules are, hey, if, you know, I can't talk, I'll stay silent and go back on hold. If I change my mind, I can call back and press 1. So I really do appreciate that in the long run in itself. That kind of helps things go all right. So I guess I could tell people that, well, I could tell them a whole bunch of stuff, but instead of just telling them certain things, this is what I do, because I wanted to do play certain songs, and sometimes you don't get a chance to all the time. But when you do, it makes it easier for me, because I appreciate everybody who took the time to call in. Just for the simple fact that this is not a real show if I don't hear from the people. It's just not. It's just something I want to do just to be doing it. That's not the case. So how about, well, why not throw on some Black Odyssey, be right back at you.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, if we gonna keep praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, you just keep praying, no matter what.
All right, so as we do that, look at the fact that Voice of Radio presents the third annual Entertainment Industry Super Bowl Bash and Watch Party. Music by, all right, DJ Ellery. This is getting more interesting. Hosted by a few people, including EP, who's the founder of voiceofradio.com. It will feature DJ T-Rex. Hey, that's the dude who always ends up doing the sound from a program, the radio program on Tuesdays, DJ T-Rex, and live performances by Uptown Buddha, which is going to be very interesting. And it starts 2:30 p.m. all the way to 1 a.m. Super Bowl Bash and Watch Party, hosted by Kenya Brown, Crisis Banks, Jazzanaire, EP from Cleveland. And it is at Southeast Gears and Cheers, 23333 Aurora Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. And it is two doors down from the Harley-Davidson dealership. And so they say there'll be all kinds of surprise performances, music, dancing, drink specials, giveaways. Okay, the Super Bowl cipher. And prizes awarded for best NFL gear. And they also said they will have a pre-hip-hop workshop radio show. Appreciation for Al Porter, only because, believe it or not, February the 5th, that following Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, will mean 6 years of being on Voice at Radio. So next to EP's radio program, I've been blessed and thankful to have been on that time slot, because a lot of times it's hard to make it. It's hard to do the follow through. I've been very blessed to do the follow through. What I'm going to do is, before I figure out what story or two to touch in a little while, I need to go back in time to the second CD release that was done from Sheriff Kilroy, Just Call the Sheriff. I need to play something because we've been talking about it, and why not? It was one of those singles that a lot of people loved. We've been talking about it, but I want to thank the fact that on that song, Black House Sounds decided to do something and tell the story of the hip-hop workshop.
Black House Sound B, man, it's the web for the hip-hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That worked out. Trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be that hip-hop workshop. It be that hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back, how we work, how it be that hip hop workshop, it be that hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back, how we work. I'm on a different channel, until we work. Got Motley spitting verses, until we work. I might need music service, look like no commercial show. When they claim my group was so controversial, show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off the court, was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland Fest, we going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop, help you use your mind. On the day we grind, too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said they keep the South is taking over. Cleveland talent is cold.
Easy Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chess House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. First hip-hop show at the Calling Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave got it coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, popping Willie in his wheelchair. After Reed, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and beat effect the thoroughbred. It's time to go back. Back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. Truth Cap Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Over You became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Flows from Chemical Ali. Big Queen of Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back, how we work. How it be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop.
stop, yeah. We on that work out, we put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
When I first started out, I took a trip down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, with Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they savage on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics over back to we work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
Wow. You know, I would like to stop and just say that this will take only a couple of moments' time. I think next week we'll get into a couple of council people. We'll get into the recall. We'll do our follow-up from what will be said this coming Wednesday. Because we got to talk about next week, bad Democrats out there. And is there such thing as good Republicans? We'll deal with that one next week. But as I look to wrap things up, cause I think I'll probably turn in extremely early. Turn into what? I don't know. But anyway, I would like to say a heartfelt thank you to the Creator. And I would like to thank all those people who shared the vision, people who brought their families out to the hip-hop workshop. Because when it first started, a lot of people don't know. I would just say that I was very blessed and highly favored because I just now started to learn how to act a lot better. You know, there were times in January 2004 to maybe May of 2004, I wanted to sock somebody in the head because the first thing people came up and said to us when we started the hip-hop workshop at the intersection of Euclid and Lee Road, you know, when we first had people like Emacs, the Image come through, or Joseph Motley Jr., and so many different others, even people from the Ohio Hip Hop Awards before that came into fruition, Suave, Gotti, Majestic, many others. My thing is this. You had people come through, and the first thing they said was, man, because we were doing them about a week, so they came through January 2004. Y'all ain't going to be able to do no free show for the family and feed get to anything like that. You're going to have to either feed folks, you're going to have to either charge a fee, or you're going to have to do stuff. It ain't going to work. Don't nobody want that. That stuff's corny. Actually, they didn't quite say that. They said, that shit's corny. All right. Anyway, that's what they said. So, mind you, I'm like, huh. But what happened? You had a lot of black-on-black crowd members there, but we had a few people came through. Just a couple of them. When she adopted her name of Miss Skittles, Skittles as a rapper. Anyway, Mary McCoy came through. Her name was Mary. She hadn't even adopted another name yet. So the reason I'm telling you this is because she was happy. Other people coming through were happy. It was enough that when the then chair of the hip-hop workshop, I wasn't the original chairperson, wasn't the MC of the first month was Dorita Pippen, God bless her. Demetrius Muhammad was the chairman. And Dorita Pippen, she was paying out of pocket. Only expense we had was DJ. And so when she said she couldn't keep it on. I remember the chairman at that time said, well, I guess it's ended. And I said, no, I'll take care of it. I'll pay for it. Yeah, I'm working at a factory. Might not be the richest guy on the face of the planet, but let's keep it going because parents and other people coming through, people from the community stopping through, showed that since I was involved in spitboxing at the time, been there since the beginning with the formation alongside Suave Gotti as I reminisce, people wanted something else to do where they could go and rap, where their families could come through. So that's what we provided. And I looked at that over the years. We've been in a few places. Ended up, because the creator allowed, Dr. Michael Williams from Cleveland State University, may he rest in heaven, rest in peace, to sit back and say, you can bring it here. That's it. You can bring it here. It's a value to the community. Cleveland State University is a place where we don't have hip-hop on the forefront. So as I leave off in that discussion, where would I be personally if I hadn't seen good stories come through? I might say, what good stories? Watch people like Eastside build his brand, come through as a troubled young man and become a promoter and do some other things, get out of here, begin to make a name for himself, image, make some money here and there. Cool. E-Max Image. Who would have thought then in 2004 he would end up on radio network and I'd be a part of it. Joseph Bali Jr. I knew of that brother. Didn't know of a Black House Sound. But who would have thought he would have been in a position where he's looking to be nominated for something nationwide? There are several others who have come through, done some great things, and I'm proud of it. Somebody might come through and say, you should have made everybody sign a contract if they got some money. Yeah, he had to pay you so much. That's a cool sentiment, except for one thing. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm going to be able to make my own money. And partnerships are better than money sometimes because a good partnership can lead you to do greater, bigger, and better things. Case in point, could have gotten a few dollars off the top. Then why would Emax think, maybe I should work with Mr. Porter for his own radio network? It would have been like, screw out Porter. He got his off the top. Let me work with somebody else that I know. Black House Sound by now? Would I have had other people that have gone on to become some success stories? And I'll probably look at it at the 200th Hip Hop Workshop because I could tell you one thing. I know what it's like growing up in the streets as a G who couldn't sleep because I was always wondering if the police were going to get me or if somebody else was going to walk my spot and take me out. Now, don't take my word for it, but I'm going to tell you something. Activism and entertainment sometimes worse than the street game because you get it from sides you wouldn't expect to. If I could tell you the difference, I could sleep at night because I know I'm doing the right thing. That's what's important. I know I've done what's right because 200 episodes later, they said it couldn't be done. Look at me now. I feel thankful, blessed, highly favored. Oh, yeah, I can rap a little bit, too. But that's another story for another time. You all be blessed. Follow your dreams. When people tell you what can't be done, if it's in your heart, just smile and say thank you. Keep it in there and let that fuel you. My motivation is success. That's it. Creator's been good to me. God bless you all. Please show up and support each other at different events. Do that, and I've done my mission in life and fulfilled it. God bless you all. See you all soon. Catch you next week, creator willing. Peace.